Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, today it's going to be, at least for the first hour, the views of our callers, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we have invite your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Let me just mention a couple of things. There is going to be the conspiracy conference. It's going to be the 26th and 27th of this month. It's going to be held in Santa Clara. If you want to know anything more about it, it's conspiracycon.com. conspiracycon.com, and of course they have people there from all sides of the political spectrum. I go, and I will have a table, because there has to be a Christian voice there to answer some of the occult voices that are there proclaiming they have the truth, because we're involved not only a spiritual but an ideological battle, and there's so many good people who get drawn into the other dimension, into the other side, because there's nobody there pointing out that people who begin to access fortune tellers and mediums and diviners and, of course, partake in this movement that is sweeping across America today, which is known as The Secret, why they are all contacting demonic forces from the other dimension. And really, this secret put out by Rhonda Burns is one of the most amazing phenomenon we've ever seen. Certainly, there's several million copies of the DVD. Several million copies of the book have been sold. We don't have the latest numbers, but we know that people all across America are embracing this idea, and they're suddenly finding great happiness. Now that they know if they think good thoughts, good things are going to happen to them, they know that they can have really whatever they want. They can have great wealth, they can have prosperity, they can have fortune and fame. All of these things are available to anybody who just learns how to begin to mobilize the universe by using their mind, how to get their apply the law of attraction, like the law of gravity. I mean, the law of gravity is very, very simple. It's a natural law, and if you fall, why, you're going to get hurt when you hit the bottom. And of course, the law of attraction is a natural law too, and if you, that means if you think good thoughts, why, good things are going to happen to you. And of course, you have to get on the right frequency. Everything is a matter of frequencies. And if you get on the right frequency, then, of course, you can attract things to you on that frequency. And there are people who really believe this. I mean, the analogy between the law of gravity and the law of attraction, without understanding that they have fallen into the supernatural trap laid by the father of lies. And we'll be talking more about this. Or give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just beginning to talk about the concept of the secret, which is being actually advocated by Oprah Winfrey, by Larry King, by Jim Carrey, by Jack Canfield, of Chicken Soup for the Soul and other Chicken Soup are books of fame, and by Neil Donald Walsh and so many other people out there who are saying that they've used the secret, and it works, and this has given them great benefit. After all, Oprah, you know, has billions of dollars. She does good work many times. She gives away millions of dollars, and of course, she claims that she's known the secret, and she's just so glad to help other people to understand the path to wealth. But what people do not understand is they're tapping into the other dimension. There really is a spiritual dimension out there, and there really are demonic forces that would love to take over your being, your soul, and they will do it, unless, of course, you're very, very careful. And learn to avoid this and understand that just as there is a God in heaven who will direct your course if you have in submission to him, once you begin, of course, to try to manipulate reality with your mind, why, of course, you open yourself up to demonic possession and demonic obsession, and these things are not imaginary. They are really very, very real. This secret has been known for thousands of years. I mean, this is nothing new under the sun. Certainly the demonic dimension has always been there, and it dates back to the days of ancient Babylon and Assyria and Egypt. And did you ever stop to think how they were able to cut those massive stones for the Great Pyramid and then move them into place and of course, build the Cyclops of Rhodes or the Temple of Zeus or the Hanging Gardens of Babylon or Temple of Diana and all the seven wonders of the world long before any modern engineering was available? And you have to understand that they tapped into the secret knowledge that comes from the dark side, and they'd utilize that, whether it would be at the the Stonehenge or building the temples in South America, which are aligned very, very similar to the pyramids that we find in Egypt today, which were not the burial places of the kings, but of course they were places of worship. Worship of those supernatural powers which have always been there as an eternal trap for mankind. And we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is Open Line Wednesday, and of course we want you to give us a call. If you have something you'd like to talk about, if you have a question or a comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I'm going to be giving a talk on Saturday in Los Angeles, going over much of the material which we cover in my talk on the Forbidden Secret. And we've put together a great syllabus on this, and just showing how you just get glimpses of this in the president's speeches as he begins talking about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm. And of course, you're quoting the statements that were made at the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and then, of course, bringing it right forward to today and proclaiming the angel still rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And people hear these talks and they have no idea what he's talking about, but nobody really wants to ask because you don't want to appear to be stupid. I mean, what angel rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm of the events that are taking place today? And until you begin to understand that the relationship between the statements that were made at the time America was founded by people who are affiliated with the occult organizations and what is going on today, you can't understand or make any sense out of what's going on. You can't understand why we're fighting in the Middle East. After all, I mean, everybody believes that the United States went to war with Afghanistan because Osama bin Laden was able to recruit 19 hijackers and send them over to attack, you know, and of course we had no idea that they were here. We had no idea they were going to attack our buildings, and of course we had no defense against it, but that really isn't true. I mean, after all, if you've read the report that came out of the initial intelligence committee report, you find out that one of the hijackers had actually defected and told them exactly what they were going to do. Didn't mention the World Trade Center, but they had other information in Operation Bojanka talking about crashing planes, hijacking planes and crashing them into the World Trade Center. And these were up on the internet on the very day that the attack occurred. And we got them because they immediately disappeared, never to be seen again. But a backgrounder by Bill Gertz, he certainly gave the whole plan for the attack on the World Trade Center. The government knew what was going to happen. They knew the attack was coming. And if you honestly believe what you've been told, I would challenge those of you out there in the listening audience to go to Google if you have a computer. If not, get one of your friends to do this. And you Google in FBI 10 Most Wanted. And there, of course, you'll be taken to the FBI website, and there's a picture of Osama bin Laden looking his evil best. And then you'll notice that down below that it talks about the reward for him. And he's wanted for the bombings of the American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, and for possible other involvement in terrorist activities. No mention of 911. You mean to tell me the FBI didn't know that Osama bin Laden was involved with what happened on September 11, 2001? If he was involved, why don't they put it on his most wanted poster? Or is it possible that everything we've been told just is not true? Well, if Osama bin Laden really was behind the 911 attack, the 9/11 attack, then why didn't we capture him in Afghanistan once he was down there in the Tora Bora Mountains? And this was in December of 2001. Certainly our forces were there, our special forces wanted to go in and get him, and believe me, these special forces are very efficient, and they usually get their man, but they weren't allowed to. Instead, why the Pentagon assigned a group of Afghans, many of whom supported Osama bin Laden, to capture him, and you'd never guess what happened. He escapes. But that's all right, he's escaped into Pakistan. He can't get too far in those rugged mountains. Why didn't we send a military force in to get Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda and destroy the very foundation of this whole Islamic terrorist movement and end the war and bring our boys home? We didn't do that. No, instead we kept our men just fighting in Afghanistan, allowed the Taliban to move into Pakistan and reform and rearm and retrain and regroup and then come back to kill our boys in Afghanistan. Now, if you are a rational individual, I want you to stop and think about what's happened in Afghanistan. Today, why our boys are being killed by the Taliban and we're killing the Taliban. Where did the Taliban come from? Why they were created, back in the early 1990s, about 1994. They were created by our good friends in Saudi Arabia, by Pakistan, and by the Central Intelligence Agency. How do we know that? Well, there's a book written back about 1999 by James Cooley, who was the foreign correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, and certainly no right-wing fanatic, that talks about how the United States CIA, working with the Pakistani intelligence and, of course, the Saudis, created and financed the Taliban. Well, then, if we financed and created the Taliban, why did we want to go to war with the Taliban? You know, certainly they had on several occasions had offered to turn Osama bin Laden over to us, before the September 11th attack, and we wouldn't take him. And this is all covered in many of our earlier newsletters. And even after the September 11th attack, they offered to send him to another country. In fact, they said they'd turn him over to the United States if we'd simply show them the evidence. And President Bush refused to show them the evidence. And then they said they'd send him to another country where he could be tried. But we weren't interested in that. We wanted an excuse to go to war. The Afghan leaders, Mullah Omar and the other Afghan Taliban leaders, said, look, we'll just send him out of the country and then you can arrest him. We did not want, to get Osama bin Laden. We wanted an excuse to go to war. And now, of course, we control Afghanistan, the greatest opium producer in the world, and we just can't figure out how to stop the opium trade. If you are a rational individual, I want to ask you, if you really controlled a country as thoroughly as we controlled Afghanistan, wouldn't you be able to stop the growth of poppies? Oh, we can't do that, we say. Why, how would these people make a living? Well, why not give them an opportunity to grow the crops? Certainly there's ways to grow the crops there that they could do that, or subsidize them or let them grow the crops and buy the crops and market them. But why would you let the Afghan farmers continue the drug trade when we control that country and we could either send our people in to burn the fields, or we could spray the fields, or we could do all sorts of things to stop the poppy trade. Certainly the Taliban were able to do that. The wicked Taliban stopped the poppy trade. So why can't we do that? Oh, shucks, we just don't know how to do that. And then, of course, as we pointed out so many times before, why the United States is actually funding the Pakistani government. That is today funding the Pakistani intelligence agency, the ISI, that is funding and training the Taliban, who are coming into Afghanistan and killing our men. Now, does that make sense to you? I want you to stop and think rationally. Does that really make sense? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I do not have a program prepared, so I would hope that many of you out there would give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about. But even more incredible, I mean, we've been in Afghanistan over 5.5 years. Now, certainly the man who is the president, Karzai, just happened to have been an employee of UNICAL, the Union Oil Company of California, before he was elected by the Afghan people. Do you honestly, in your own heart of hearts, believe that the Afghan people would have chosen a renegade who had worked for the oil companies, which, of course, want to use Afghanistan as a transit, as a vehicle of building an oil line from the Caspian Basin down through to the Indian Ocean? I mean, do you honestly believe that they couldn't find any Afghan individual to lead them other than a man who had worked for UNICAL? And of course, the truth of the matter is, we do not allow free elections at all there in Afghanistan. We put in a man who we can control. And just as we control the Iraqi parliament, so we control the Afghan government, and we are there as part of a permanent occupation. We have no intention of winning the war. If we did, we would stop funding the ISI that is funding the Taliban that are killing our boys. But this is exactly what happened in Vietnam, as you've heard me say before many times. The United States government and our many other instruments, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and the Export-Import Bank and American corporations and American banks and certainly the other direct forms of and indirect forms of aid financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the South Vietnamese that killed American boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam, and we lost 58,000 boys. In Afghanistan, while we're funding the Pakistan, the government that's funding Pakistani ISI, that's funding the Taliban who are killing our boys in the poppy fields and the villages of Afghanistan. It's deja vu all over again, and of course it's even worse when you stop and think that we're funding Russia today with massive amounts of money through one vehicle or another, and they're supplying the weapons to Syria and to Iran that will be used in the coming war against our own men over there. Doesn't make sense unless there's another force. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. But give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course we've been talking about the incredible things that are going on in the Middle East, and using the analogy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
We're involved in a battle of ideas, and you put out the ideas, and hundreds of thousands or millions of people may hear your call, especially if it's a syndicated program, and a few of them are going to begin to question what you've said, and maybe they won't even believe you, but then they'll hear it again from somebody else, and eventually a little light's going to go off in their mind, and they're going to say, maybe there's truth to it. So don't get discouraged, Dave. Just keep calling in a quiet, rational way, and ask questions and try to give documentation, as we do with this wonderful story about Osama bin Laden and the FBI. Anybody can check it out and find out that the FBI doesn't know that Osama was involved in this terrible crime.
Well, the thing is, I think this morning, I mean, yesterday it was very evident by their programming, I mean that word in its most literal fashion, a nice mother, empty nester from, you know, Middle America church, and there were a number of ladies that called that were very angry and wanted to know what they could do, and as you described and as Alex has described any number of times, it was Fred Thompson, handsome actor, played prosecuting attorney on Law and Order, and yes, he had been a senator at one time, but he's the only candidate. I found it so bizarre, I was compelled. I listened very closely, but I seldom call, and I had to call this morning. I was absolutely amazed when I mentioned the fact that this supposed government of ours has been very successfully infiltrated from the earliest times, World War I, World War II, OSS to CIA, certainly the FBI, considering we now have Tenet and Mueller, and that they got away with this cover-up on 9-1-1.
One of the best things would be that wonderful quotation from Woodrow Wilson from his book, The New Freedom, back in 1913, where
exactly.
He talks about how, some of the biggest men in America have come to him, and some of the biggest men in America are afraid of something, of someone, because they know there is a power somewhere, so organized, so watchful, so complete, so pervasive, organized, so anyway, they'd better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Now, that's a statement from Woodrow Wilson. It's included in our latest syllabus. We give you the pages from the book because it's out of copyright, printed back in 1913. And you can read what Woodrow Wilson was saying. He recognized there was this force out there at that time. And then we give you the letter from, by FDR to Colonel House back in 1933. He recognized there was this invisible force that owned our government, and at that time he said that it's owned it going back to the days of Andrew Jackson. So how do you quarrel with these people? And so you just don't try to shout them down.
No.
Very quiet. If you'd like to have the documentation, I'd be glad to get it for you.
Yes, anything that you would have would be most appreciated. I don't even own a printer.
All right, fine. Well, we have a lot of this in our, in our syllabuses. If you can't get the syllabus, give us a call, and we'll be glad to send you copies of those pages. Hey, we got to run. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Open Lines, and certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and if you'd like, of course, to give us a call, why, of course, we would be glad to hear from you. And incidentally, that quotation from the Woodrow Wilson is included in our latest syllabus. We've just tried to put in the documentation that you can use with other people to try to let them understand that many people in the past have recognized the fact that there really is an invisible government. And, of course, what Woodrow Wilson really said, that there are these people and they know that there's a force out there. And then he went on to say that it is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. That was the President of the United States in 1913, and nothing has really changed. Well, we've got Laverne on from Spokane, and again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Laverne, how are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I love history. The last recorded relative of Noah Webster and Daniel Webster was my grandmother, Grace.
Uh-huh.
And
hold that right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Laverne calling from Spokane, and she was just saying she loves history, and so do I. Go ahead.
My great-grandfather fought in Lincoln's Grand Army of the Republic. The men who actually founded this country, they pledged their wealth, and a lot of them were wealthy, their honor and their lives, and they lost. All of them suffered like that. And the original ones that founded this country, that wrote the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, they were true. But then, it's like the Lincoln's Republican Party was too conservative, so the Democratic Party was started. They wanted slaves. Now, Daniel,
And actually, the Democratic Party was here. It was the another party was, basically the Republican Party was really too liberal. The Republican Party was the liberal party. The Democratic Party was the conservative party. But everything has changed. It's upside down.
Well, Hawthorne warned that they're distorting history.
No, they
and
sure.
And he wrote history books. I have the 1912 three-book set. You can't find them these days. And he warned they're distorting history.
Yeah, nothing has changed. It's been going on for a long time.
And have you ever heard, you know what your enemies will do to you, but it's your friends you have to beware of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you have a question or comment?
Well, I just wondered about Thompson. He doesn't seem healthy to me.
You're talking about Fred Thompson?
Fred Thompson.
Well, of course, Fred Thompson is an actor, and he is selected because he looks like he might be a president. I mean, he's got a very strong features, and certainly the part he plays there on NBC on Law and Order is a very, very thoughtful individual. But it's all a matter of perception. I mean, certainly, he does not have the leadership capacity when he was in the Senate. He voted the wrong way on many of the major issues. So this is all simply, the last thing they want is for us to have an opportunity to vote for a man who really represents American values like Ron Paul or Tom Tancredo. No, they want to give us a choice between Giuliani and maybe even Fred Thompson. He was going to come in as a dark horse. Hold up just a moment, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Laverne was asking about Fred Thompson. She said she doesn't think he looks healthy, and he has had a lymphoma, but he says it's in remission. But I'm simply pointing out he is created by the same people who are backing McCain and who are backing all of the other Republican candidates. And even though Mitt Romney may be a man of principle, he has compromised time and time again, whether he runs for governor, now he's running for the presidency, so he changes his position. I want a man who's not going to change his position, and that's why I would back, people like Tom Cantrito and Ron Paul, and Ron Paul has done so well in both of the debates. That's why they keep hitting him and hitting him and hitting him. He is the one man, in my estimation, who stands for American values, who wants to get us out of this war, who said we were wrong to get into it, and, of course, that's why he's being attacked. You're not supposed to say we were wrong to go over there and attack Afghanistan and Iraq, and now, of course, they're planning to attack Iran and get us into World War III. And somebody's got to say, this is wrong.
What about Duncan Hunter?
Well, he is a politician, certainly. If I had my, he's maybe the best of a bad bunch, but he will bend. He will change his vote, if they put enough pressure on him. And as he's done, certainly, to avoid evaluating what he was made a big to-do about, evaluating what happened, during the Oklahoma City bombing, but he's never really followed through on that. He will do what's expedient to get himself a good play, but unfortunately, you really need to study very carefully his past record. Mm-hmm. Anything else before we let you go?
Well, the press is going to go after the conservatives. They've already gone after Thompson. He spoke before Wisconsin, I think, Republican Party, and he made one statement that a business should be able to fire a gay if they're not behaving right. He was right about that, but they really went after him on that, and he had the flu, and he has a hearing aid.
Okay.
And I don't think he can stand up against the pressure of all the news media with his health.
Okay, well, thank you so very much for calling, Laverne. Good night. God bless you. Let's go to Jack, who's calling from Michigan, and again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Jack, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, indeed, Dr. Stan. You mentioned the infamous CIA, and I can only reflect on what I saw on the History Channel years ago during the series The Men Who Killed Kennedy. JFK apparently responded to the CIA's declaration of President Diem being a pacifist and would facilitate a communist takeover, which, of course, the domino theory would lead to the communists taking over South America, etc. And he said, well, we'll facilitate a diplomatic replacement in the next election. So, of course, isn't it the case that the CIA went and murdered President Diem in South Vietnam?
Yes, they arranged for the murder of both Diem and Nguyen. And that's covered in a number of books. One of them we carry called Double Cross, written by the brother of the head of the mafia, Sam Giancana. The book was written by Chuck Giancana. The book Double Cross tells, of course, how the mafia was recruited to arrange for the deaths of Diem and Nguyen. They probably didn't do it. They hired somebody else to do it over there.
I see.
Okay, anything else you want to say?
Well, okay, a local radio station today, I called, and they were bemoaning the Al Qaeda, and you know, I'm a little confused between the Taliban and the Al Qaeda, but are they at all interrelated relative to CIA funding, equipping,
They were both backed by the CIA, but the Taliban, the word Taliban is a word meaning students, and they were primarily students who were trained at the madras schools in Pakistan, using American textbooks to indoctrinate them in the radical form of jihad. And anybody who doubts that, we have a wonderful article published in the Washington Post entitled The ABCs of Jihad, pointing out that the USAID, the United States Agency for International Development, put out $51 or $53 million, I can't remember how much, you know, to buy these textbooks in Arabic to indoctrinate the youth over there in this radical form of Islam. Now, that was the Taliban. The Al-Qaeda were, of course, actually had come from the Mujahideen, the warriors that the CIA had recruited from all over the world to fight in Afghanistan against the Soviets. So that's the difference, but they were both funded by the CIA. Osama bin Laden, but we can't let the American people know. We have created the best enemy money could buy, and we've never tried to catch Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Because according to the FBI, he wasn't involved in 911, unless, of course, the FBI is lying on their 10 most wanted paid list of criminals. So,
right.
But basically, if you go into Iraq today, according to figures that came out in a recent report by the Cato Institute, there are only between about 1,300 and 2,000 al-Qaeda in Iraq. And, of course, they are being financed by Saudi Arabia, our good friends in Saudi Arabia, and our good friends in Pakistan, and probably some money coming in from Syria, and maybe even some from, but it would not be coming from Iran, because Iran is Shia, and al-Qaeda is primarily Sunni Muslim. So Iran is not going to be financing al-Qaeda and doesn't approve of them. So all this is really to confuse you. The insurgency in Iraq are Sunnis there who resent the fact we're occupying the country and killing their people. And the tragedy is this is going to continue until we pull our troops out.
Dr. Stan, you mentioned earlier a Christian Science journalist?
His name was, he wrote a book entitled, his name was James Cooley, and the book is called Unholy Wars.
Oh.
And you can probably get it up on the Internet. We got our copy back in 2001, but James Cooley and Holy Wars, fascinating read.
Wow.
Written in 1999, telling how we financed al-Qaeda, how we financed the Taliban, how we financed Osama bin Laden. And, of course, there's another book called Dollars for Terror that tells the same thing, written by a Swiss journalist. who one of his friends lived in Algeria, was a Muslim, and he was killed by the radicals. And so this fellow wanted to find out who was behind this radical movement. Of course, what he found out was the Saudis, Pakistani intelligence, and once again the CIA. But you have to have an enemy. How can we have World War III if we don't have an enemy? How can we get the American people to hate the Islamic people? How we can get the Islamic people to hate the Americans? Have you noticed this new word they've created? It's called Islamofascist.
Oh, yeah.
Islamofascist. It's a neologism. Where did it come from? Why, it was probably designed in a think tank. I mean, after all, who could not hate Islamofascists?
Right,
but they've got to get us to hate them.
Oh, yeah, and Rush Limbaugh's been one of the primary purveyors of that since a long time ago.
You're absolutely right. Well, look, we've got somebody else calling
in
here.
Dr. Stanton.
It's always good to hear from you,
God bless.
And let's go to Gary is calling from Yakima, Washington. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But right now, let's go to Gary calling from Yakima. Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Good. We enjoy your broadcast. You're doing a tremendous job. I have a question, just a simple question first, and I got another one after this. But the question I have is, why are all the liberal politicians saying, let's get out of this war, exactly what you're saying? You'd think that they would be saying the opposite.
Well, of course, the thing is that when you're out of power, why, you want to do the right thing. When you're in power, you want to do the wrong thing. I mean, traditionally, it's been the liberals who wanted to get us in the wars, and the Republicans who wanted to get us out. And certainly, you know, Eisenhower was elected back in 1952 to get us out of Korea. Nixon was elected in 1968 to get us out of Vietnam and the mess the Democrats had got us in. But it really doesn't matter. This whole thing is manipulated, and, of course, both sides are controlled by the same people. And if you really look at the legislation the Democrats have passed, why, their legislation was designed to allow the war to continue, but they can't let the American people know that, because the people voted against the Republicans that put the Democrats in power because they were going to get us out of the war. And yet, of course, when they voted for this budget appropriations for the war, why, there somebody had put an amendment on there saying George Bush could not attack Iran without the congressional permission. And they took that amendment off, tacitly giving him permission to go to war with Iran. And then there were so many various things that, you know, stipulations, well, you've got to get your troops out unless, of course, it's going to create problems, or unless there's going to be more killing if you pull them out, or unless it's going to lead to instability. And so the Democrats wrote their legislation with all sorts of holes in it so we could keep the troops there indefinitely, but they do not want the American people to understand that there's not a dime's worth of difference between the policies of the Republicans and the Democrats. It's all smoke and mirrors, rhetoric over reality, and the American people are so relieved that the Democrats are in power. Now we're going to get out of the war, and I got news for you. We're not going to get out of this war.
So it's just smoke and mirrors.
It's smoke and mirrors, right?
They really do want us there.
That's right.
Well, okay, then let me ask you this. I agree with you that there is hardly a difference between the Republican and the Democratic Party. One is just going to get us there quicker, it seems. Is there any hope? I mean, don't you think it's about time that maybe somehow the conservative Christians start a third party?
Well, Chris, where are you going to get the Christian leadership to do that? I mean, who among the Christian leaders would you think could start a third party now that would be doing the right things? And there's not any leadership. I know a lot of these people personally, and I belong to their organizations, and I sat down and talked to them, and I don't see any leadership out there that is going to start an effective third party, and if it did, well, I would be following exactly the same pattern. No, I really think that what we need to do right now, what we have to do, is educate the American people. And we're going to have to educate them one person at a time. And don't get impatient. Believe me, there are so many people out there who are aware aware of what's going on and a growing knowledge and understanding that behind all of the things that are going on are these spiritual forces that are leading towards this climax of history. Things are not going to change until God intervenes. Will God intervene and save America? I don't know, but I am called to work, and I hope you are called to work too, to help us get the information out. And as my friend Chuck Crismeyer says so well, if we hope to change America, we've got to start, you know, we've got to do it one person at a time, starting with you and me. And I believe that is absolutely right. And we put ourselves in line with what God wants us to do. And we can accomplish great and wonderful things, not in our own power, but in His.
Now, when was the Republican Party begun? Did it have to do with the freeing of the slaves?
Yeah, it began, of course, at the time of Abraham Lincoln. And he was either it was either with his election or the election immediately before that that the Republican Party was formed. But it really didn't have anything to do with slavery. I mean, it really was, of course, they wanted more liberal, they wanted more power in Washington, D.C. And the Democrat Party wanted to limit the power of the federal government. The people there were concerned about an all-powerful central government. But you have to go back in history. From the very inception of America, there were two forces. One were those who wanted to be free. The other were those who wanted an all-powerful government in control over the lives of the people. And they pretty well went right along the spiritual and occult lines. And the occultists always wanted to centralize all power with Washington, D.C., so that one day America could be used to lead the world into the New World Order, the New World Religion, with a New World Leader. And the Christians didn't want that. They wanted to be free. They had believed in that adage, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and they wanted to limit the power of the central authority. So the religious philosophy paralleled the political philosophy, and those people who really didn't believe in Christianity wanted the all-powerful government. And so the Democrat Party was the really the true liberal party. They wanted to limit the power of government, and of course the Republicans wanted to increase the power of government. But the term liberal and conservative have gotten so confused. Originally the liberals were the ones who wanted to limit the power of government. The conservatives were the ones who wanted to increase its power. That goes back to the time of the French monarchy, left and right. And the monarchists sat on the right side of the aisle, and the liberals who wanted freedom sat on the left side of the aisle. And they've got these terms so confused, most people can't figure out what they're talking about.
It's interesting, Dr. Stan. Did you have a publication when you started saying that the original the country was originally started by these two powers? You said that one of them wanted to lead the world into a one-world government, even at the inception of our country. Do you have any book or literature that you could recommend that goes into that a little more detail?
Well, we basically have two excellent DVDs. One of them, of course, is called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and I play a part in that. And that is the part that I pay telling you that story. And then, of course, the other is the second in the series, and that is called the Riddles in Stone. Now we do have a new
Riddles in Stone.
Riddles in Stone, or the Secret Destiny of America. It really goes into the hidden architecture of our nation's capital, and you see in the hidden architecture of our nation's capital this plan for the destiny of America, which was to lead the whole world into this new world order, with this idea that comes from astrology: as above, so below. As it is in the heavens, so it is here on earth, but not in God's heavens, but in the heavens, of course, of the astrologers. So,
is it possible to get those DVDs on sound, just the soundtrack, because it's hard for me to sit down and watch these because I work all the time?
I'm afraid not. They're only available at the present time, but certainly if you get a lot of my newsletters, why we have this all written out, go back to my newsletters, and certainly you copy them, and we give you the sources of documentation for much of this. And of course, some of this comes from occult writings, say by people like Manly P. Hall. Mm-hmm. And those books are, although they're available through my ministry, we do not post them because people get angry when they see them there and they say, why, Dr. Stan's selling occult books. Well, I would suggest The Secret Destiny of America by Manly P. Hall, and I would suggest his the secret teachings of all ages by Manly P. Hall. Now, they're beautifully demonstrated in these two DVDs we talked about, but the books are there, written by people who are deeply involved in the occult, and they tell you exactly what they plan and what's going on today. Hold right there.
The secret destiny of...
The secret destiny of America and the secret teachings of all ages. Those are two books
secret.
Written by Manly P. Hall, and they are available through Radio Liberty from our special ordering form. My secretary and my wife wouldn't let me put those in the regular catalog, and perhaps with good reason. But certainly these are reference books that you want to read if you want to really grasp what's going on.
Okay. And how much are those books?
I really can't tell you offhand. The first one is not too expensive. I think it's probably not more than $12. The second one probably is $25. It's a great big enormous book. Or you can actually get it with colored photographs for $125. But we got the cheapest one. We certainly didn't want to finance the Philosophical Research Society, which is an occult organization in Southern California. But really fascinating interviews that Chris Pinto did with the leaders of that organization recently in his Riddles in Stone. And then we have a new video with Chris Pinto, and it's called Atlantis Connection. And the real idea was Francis Bacon's idea that the United States would one day become the new Atlantis. And just as Atlantis had one day been the dominant society in the world, so at least this is what Plato had said in his dialogues, and then of course the city was destroyed by a great flood, and of course most Christians think that if Atlantis was real, the great flood was because Atlantis was so evil, and this was the antediluvian flood that is described, the flood of Noah.
Is that a book or a DVD, the Atlantis Connection?
It's a DVD. It's a video. We will have it later in DVD, but it's a video right now with Chris Pinto, and it's called The Atlantis Connection. He just takes you into the... It's only an hour talking. He gave it at our last conference, but it is an excellent short view of so much of what we're saying. Chris did a very good... And we have really so much material. We have things by Constance Cumby, going into the background of the New Age movement, what it's all about. Hey, we're out of time. Gary, thank you so very much for calling, and I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good night. God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and we hope that you've enjoyed the open lines, and we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. But we always look forward to your questions, your ideas, because we never know what people are going to ask, and we just hope and pray that God gives us the wisdom to answer correctly. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day. That's how we're able to be on almost 60 different outlets every single week, internet, shortwave, certainly radio stations, satellites, and we're on several satellites and half a dozen internets. But at least people have an opportunity to hear the truth that they wouldn't be hearing otherwise. And so if you'd like to become part of our team, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family. You can subscribe to our newsletter and get it. Of course, if you can't afford it, it is available up on the Internet, and you can pull it down free of charge and copy it and distribute it and help us to get the information out that way. In fact, the latest newsletter, which is the April newsletter, we have a special offer where you can get, of course, 25 of those newsletters in pamphlet form, and I think they're $24.95 plus shipping. But the beauty of this is, of course, you can hand these out, and it's the story of how the United States has financed Russia since its inception, and is still funding it, and we funded it all during the Vietnam War when Russia was funding the North Vietnamese, were funding the South Vietnamese that were killing our boys in the rice paddies and in the villages of South Vietnam. And that war was prolonged for 10 long years as a massive distraction while the social revolution went on at home. How do we know that was their goal? Because they wrote about it. January 1967, Foreign Affairs magazine, McGeorge Bundy, Skull and Bones, CFR, one of the elite, put it all there. We're in the middle of a social revolution in Vietnam, and the social revolution's at home. That's why we got to stay over there, because if we pull out, there'll be reaction against our programs here. Read the whole article through. That's the basic theme, and weep for the 58,000 American boys who died unnecessarily. If you've not yet seen the DVD or video of Constance Cumby, The Emergence, we have a 4-tape set by Constance. If you'd like to know more about, of course, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, A Sweeping America, by which millions of people are being introduced into the demonic and the supernatural, why, of course, that's The Secret behind The Secret. For an overview of course, The Other Dimension, and the history, tracing this back to the time of Nimrod, it's the Forbidden Secret DVD. And, of course, we recommend that to you, the Forbidden Secret DVD, to understand of Masonry and, of course, its demonic roots. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, the book, the DVD, the video. They're all available with so many other things. You can get any of the items we've talked about by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You can hear our programs there live 3 hours a day. Get the archived or MP3 versions. We do 2 other hours of... And you can find the stations where you can get them. You can listen to Global Star, www.globalstar, go to Channel 4. You can listen 9 hours a day to Radio Liberty. Won't get much accomplished in 9 hours a day to Joyce Riley. That's our feed to the Telstar 5 satellite. Help us to get the information out. Get people who can't get interception any other way to get a Telstar 5 satellite. We don't make anything out of it at all. We put it up there. We have to put it up, but we're selling ideas. And then, of course, we hope maybe you'll go to our website and perhaps get a Berkey filter or get some food or other things that you need to have to prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring and I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, our guest for this hour is going to be Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and, of course, Melody does support Radio Liberty, and we support her. We think she does a great job. Hi, Melody. How you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Oh, it's spring has sprung, and it's beautiful here in central Pennsylvania, and a little chilly tonight, but other than that, it's great.
Well, what's happening in Pennsylvania? We hear, of course, that, you know, there are a lot of trouble up there in Ohio. I understand, of course, you're in a university town, and universities have lots of money because they get it from the government, and the government's got lots of money, but... You know, in some areas, I know, and certainly in Ohio and in Michigan and some of those areas back there, they're having real problems. What's going on in Pennsylvania?
Well, there's a lot of areas that have been devastated with the loss of jobs and with even some of the corruption that the Adelphia family had with the cable company. And there's towns in northern Pennsylvania that are, you know, have just been devastated and people can't find jobs. I mean, there's only so many jobs that can go around in the smaller communities. So, you know, now they're having to move out. They're having to move in with their families. So a lot of people have been hurt, and they can't find jobs. So, you know, a lot of the information that is reported by the administration as far as employment and so forth, you know, you just can't believe them. And the economy is far worse than, you know, what they will cheerlead on the national mainstream economy programs and business stations. So you know, there's many areas in this state that have been hurt. They brought in gambling. You know, they're bringing in casinos in order to supposedly help the some of the elderly to not have to pay as high property tax. They will lower property tax, and you know, it's just another farce that they're feeding to the people because, you know, if people save money on their taxes, they're just going to go to the casinos and spend it, and the government gets it anyway, you know. So it all sounds good and everything, but, you know, it's decaying, just like so many other areas of this country, by the same, you know, with the same problems with the... loss of jobs, and you know, a lot of things can happen. And in the past, I believe people always had an opportunity. They could go and they could have a decent job and a decent wage, in order to you know, if they spent too much, they, you know, might have to pull back a little bit, and they could always gotten themselves out of their troubles. And it's different this time, and it will affect. It has already affected so many people. And there's many more that will be affected, and we haven't seen anything yet. I mean, it takes time for things to filter through the system.
Oh, well, my concern is, of course, they're really cutting back on benefits for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Health benefits, you know, disability benefits, retirement benefits, and of course, this is really going to have a tremendous impact. I mean, certainly they've sold Chrysler. Dahmer, I think, bought it for $34 billion, sold it for $7 or $8 billion. But the idea, of course, that the new people who are doing this are going to have to get tremendous concessions from the employees, or they're just going to say, sayonara, we're heading overseas, and you can just hold out as long as you want to. You do it our way, or it's the highway, and we're taking the highway right over to China. It'll be interesting to see what happens, and I think it'll tell us a lot what the future holds. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Melody Cederstrom. We're really talking about how America is changing. A friend of mine was a Delta pilot. He was telling me now that Delta's come out of certainly a bankruptcy. But what they've done is simply dumped all of their pension funds. And, of course, they had very, very generous, you know, pensions and health care benefits for their, for the pilots. And, of course, when they went into bankruptcy, they simply turned it over to a government fund. which will pay about 50 cents on the dollar. And now these Delta pilots that thought they were going to do so well have lost half of their retirement. And that is, of course, depending upon whether the government is actually going to have money to fund the retirement. And what happens when the government doesn't have the money to fund the retirement? Then what happens to those Delta pilots who thought that they had it so good? And I'm afraid that a lot of people are in for a real surprise. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, people try to plan for their retirement. People try to plan for, investments and saving plans. And yes, it devastates us. It certainly cuts back their standard of living and what they had planned for. But something that affects each and every one, and if they cut back these pension plans by 50%, look what inflation does to the rest of it.
And I think that's the big thing. Inflation can wipe out the value of CDs, of bank accounts, of bonds, of annuities, of anything that is tied to the dollar. And I was talking to a gentleman up from Africa today, talking about what's going on in Zimbabwe. Inflation there is 3,000% a year. 3,000%. And remember, this is the government that was installed by Henry Kissinger. And Henry Kissinger is the major advisor to President Bush today. Could Henry Kissinger want to do the same thing to us? Would he dare? Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But Henry Kissinger certainly has destroyed Rhodesia, Zimbabwe. And if you do it there, why should we think that we would have any protection against a man as evil as Henry Kissinger doing exactly the same thing here and impoverishing the American people?
So many, I believe that a lot of people, they just don't have a proper understanding of what inflation is. And you know, it is all tied to the fiat currency that we have, and it's all tied to the, you know, overprinting of money by the government. And there is no such thing as a stable inflation rate, and that's what they always try to ease the people's fears is, you know, oh, inflation is stable, but because they understand, if people understood inflation.
Hold that thought right there. And of course, Melody was just saying that most people do not understand inflation. Inflation is not rising prices. Inflation is expansion of the money supply, and the rising prices are a byproduct of the expansion of the money supply. It's like wet streets do not cause rain. Rain causes wet streets. You see the wet streets and you think, oh, there must have been rain. But don't be fooled, you know. It is the expansion of the money supply. We're expanding the money supply here in the United States, not only in money but in credit. According to Bob Chapman, what is it, between 10 and 14%? What's he say?
He's saying it's running around 11% inflation, and, you know, it does fluctuate 11, 12, and it could even be higher than that. And, you know, because, you know, since they quit printing the M3, it's everything has to be refigured, so it could actually be a little bit higher than that. But even though people understand inflation, or if the ones that do understand inflation, they understand the prices are going higher. If you can look at the stock market, you know, the stock market is making all-time highs. But if you factor in inflation, people are losing money.
Well, what's really happening? Because when we say the stock market's going up, we know the Dow Jones is going up. And I guess maybe the NASDAQ's going up. What's happening to the S&P? What's happening to the rest of the stock market? Is it going up too?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. But when you filter in inflation, you know, although they're hitting record highs, people have actually lost money since 2000 because the inflation rate is higher than what the Dow has gained. And when you compare the Dow's rise to gold, you know, back in early, you know, 2000, you could have purchased, based on the number where the Dow was at, you've lost almost 50% of your purchasing power. But yet people see the numbers on their statements, they see the numbers on the television, on CNBC and all the other financial programs, and I believe it gives them a level of comfort thinking they have this money that's rising, but yet in purchasing power it has lost 30%, 40%, 50%.
Weird, Uncle Chris. What's really so interesting, I talked to Bob Chapman many times about this. And, you know, according to Bob, why, if it were not that for the manipulation of the gold and silver market, gold would be up, you know, pushing 2,000 a day, and silver would be up around $50, $75. So they are manipulated these prices to keep them down, because they know very well that, you know, when those things start going up, why, people are going to jump into something of intrinsic value, as long as they keep the prices down. It is simply human nature not to buy. When prices are going up, people will tend to buy. But, of course, this is the only storehouse of value. And as we see the central banks selling off their gold, and I asked Bob, well, you know, when you're selling, you know, 50 tons of gold, who's buying it? And Bob's remark, I thought, was rather fascinating. He said, well, basically, it's the people of great wealth. I mean, the banks are selling it, and the people of great wealth are buying it. Because it's not you and me that are buying 50 tons. I don't think I can afford that, certainly, with the allowance I get from my wife, that's for sure.
I make one nice bracelet.
Right. Anyway, of course, I think people have to understand that the big boys are accumulating gold, and that's why it's being sold, that, and to keep the price down, because it's a matter of perception. If we saw the price of gold going up, if people understand they're being robbed blind by the elitists, why, they'd be jumping into gold to protect themselves. But as long as not too much is happening, they just simply say, well, you know, maybe everything's going to be all right, and look at how well the stock market's doing.
Yes, the stock market is just, it just gives them comfort. It gives them, you know, like I've often said many times, you know, we could have horrible things happening here in the States, and the first thing everyone would do would be to turn on the television to see what the stock market is doing. And but we had a pretty, they hit gold pretty bad last week, and this week we had gold down $12 today, almost 13.
Where did it end?
It actually broke 660 for a short period of time. It closed at 661. It was down $12.60 on the close, but we did hit a low of 658.90, so it did break the 660, which is one of the resistant levels. So we'll have to see what happens. It was actually up in the aftermarket about $3, but the aftermarket is thinly traded, and so by the time it gets to our shores again and our central bankers and the Federal Reserve and the government gets in there, who knows what they can do by 8:30 tomorrow morning. But it is up in the aftermarket.
All right, fine. Well, everything is being manipulated. What people understand that there is an elite that control the stock market, they control the price of gold and silver, they control both political parties, and control the economic system, and they are using their considerable power to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion. But the thing that's really so interesting is you can't help but wonder if some of these other countries aren't going to perhaps go off on their own and begin accumulating gold, or people are going to begin to do what they want to do to protect themselves, like the people of China are buying gold, and the people of India are buying gold and silver, and individuals throughout the world, most places, are a lot smarter than the Americans. They don't believe in paper money. They want something of intrinsic value, because they've seen time and again how paper money has been corrupted. So, certainly, what do you hear about gold purchases in other countries?
Well, a report came out today that the volume of gold demand in Saudi Arabia rose almost 7% in the first quarter of 2007. And the consumers over there, you know, they become accustomed to higher prices, and then they go back into the market. The UAE increased by almost 6%. And even the demand in Egypt, and Egypt is the most populous Arab country, was up over 15%, and the sales rose 35.6% to $392 million. And as the government encourages gold purchasing. And also, interesting, and I don't know what's going to come out of it, China, they have the new fund to where they're going to be diversifying their reserves, and they have over $1 trillion. I feel very comfortable that a large part of that is going to be going into gold. The government themselves, even though once they've made it legal for the people to buy gold, they haven't made any large purchases since 2002. Well, a lot's happened since 2002. And so they've set aside this department, and so I believe they'll be in there buying gold real heavy. And who's to say that they're not part of this hit on gold so they can buy it at a lower price?
Well, you know,
they certainly have the ability to.
If you talk to people who are studying what's going on in the Middle East and the attitude of the Iranians towards the United States, the Iranian attitude is America is very, very vulnerable, not militarily, but economically. And they feel, the Iranians feel, that if we attack them, they will do everything they can to disrupt us economically. And we're certainly the largest debtor nation in the world. We're having to borrow money from other countries. And if the price of oil were to go up dramatically, as it would, if Iran was to hit Saudi Arabia and hit... Kuwait, their oil outlets that carries the oil out to the Straits of Hormuz. They could disrupt really the economy not only of Europe, but the economy of the United States as well. So we, I believe, would be very, very susceptible to economic blackmail. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree, and it's hard to understand. I was reading an article by Lyndon LaRouche, I know he has socialist views, and he's very smart. His research is very good, and he did a speech about the present monetary financial system and how far embedded it is, and how we are on the brink of bankruptcy. And that there is no way to bring this system back. And he goes on to talk about how around the world, how so many countries are dependent on the U.S. dollar. I mean, it's everywhere. It is the reserve currency of the world. And if the dollar is to collapse, I mean, you will have a chain reaction globally. And he goes on and talks about the what it would do to the economic and financial status of all these countries. And when you think about it, that's why they so long have been able to or try. That's why the dollar is the main focus on keeping its strength and keeping it, from falling any further. And that's why they hit gold.
Well, of course, the thing is, there's absolutely nothing behind the American dollar.
No, absolutely
other than confidence,
nothing, but
other than confidence in our military and economic power. But what would happen if we were to lose one or two of our aircraft carriers? What would happen if we were to lose 50,000 troops by an attack of if we attack Iran and they would retaliate against our troops over there? Already, of course, totally undefended against a massive attack by the Iranian forces in invading Iraq. What would this do to the confidence in America, here in this country, and throughout the world? Well, go ahead, Melody, pick the story up.
I'm not sure. There's a lot of people in this country who think that we should bomb Iran because they think it's better that we do it over there before it gets out of control and, wipe him off the face of the earth. But I think it's different in other places, in different countries, because they understand the devastation that will bring to the area. And anything can happen at any time. And so many of my customers, they get so concerned when, you know, we see a drop in gold like we've had, but yet the only thing I can tell them is what an opportunity to purchase gold. And you can't follow this on a day-to-day basis. You know, it's truly long-term because these situations, something will happen. I mean, it's just a matter of time until something unforeseen comes along. And, you know, everybody, you know, there's chatter about, you know, the U.S. talking with Iran, and that things seem to be calming down, but yet that the sanctions against Iran are ready to expire the 24th, I believe, this month. And then everybody forgets about Israel. I mean, they might be talking to the U.S., but there's still Israel, and they've been awfully quiet.
Well, I think, I think the Israelis are getting ready for an attack on Iran. In fact, Debka recently had an article there saying that the leaders of the military and intelligence forces in Iran had let the similar, their counterparts in other countries in the West know that they were in charge in Israel. In other words, you got Olmert there. Well, Olmert's under investigation for criminal activity. The president of Israel has had to resign on charges of raping sick women. I mean, the executive branch of the Israeli government is totally, you know, inept. They have no power. They have no moral authority. I mean, hundred thousand people were out demonstrating. Here we're talking about a country of 7 million people. 100,000 people out demonstrating against Olmert and his wishy-washy attitudes. But behind that, the military and the intelligence agencies are saying, if necessary, we will do what has to be done to save Israel. And I think that many of them honestly feel that, you know, an attack on Syria, an attack coordinated on Hezbollah, Hamas, and Iran, a coordinated attack, is the only way to save Israel. It's going to be interesting as this plays out, and we're not talking about something's going to happen years from now. We're talking about something that I think is imminent, where I'm in a matter of a couple of months, and I hope and pray that we do not go to war with Iran. Mm-hmm. But I think that we have to actually begin to consider what would happen if we did, and what would be the financial implications as far as the dollar, our economy, the price of oil. The outbreak of terrorist attacks in the United States, terrorist attacks coming in from Venezuela and also up the South American countries, and nobody is talking about these things. Have you heard these things openly discussed?
No, I haven't. And I read an article not too long ago. They were talking about how these agents come in from Mexico. They dress them up as Mexicans. They cut their hair. They speak Mexican. They speak Spanish. And they bring them into this country, the gang, the M16, and they infiltrate these smaller communities.
Hold that country. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, I guess, is Melody Cedarstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you'd like to give us a call, you have a question for Melody. We've been talking about what are the economic implications of a war with Iran. Are there really terrorist Iranian cells here that have been here for 20 years? I believe there are. After all, I mean, this secret police of Iran was originally organized by the CIA as part of the secret police of the Shah, and of course we toppled the Shah of Iran. And if you don't believe that we intentionally toppled the Shah and we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power, why, we've got an article written by a man who says he talked to the Shah and the Shah told him that's exactly what happened. And then we have other articles pointing out that this vicious, I mean, inhumane, you know, secret police of the Shah of Iran, organized by the Central Intelligence Agency, was simply hired by the Ayatollah. And they've been running it ever since then. And nobody in Iran dares to speak out. So, I mean, things are never what they appear to be, I'm afraid. So pick up the story there, Melody.
Well, no, they're not. And I was mentioning these M16 gangs and these, I can't remember exactly what the article was saying, exactly what country these...
one of them was El Salvador. Was it El Salvador?
Was it El Salvador? But supposedly they're coming into the small communities and they're mixing with the illegal immigrants. And what was interesting is they were talking about how in your smaller communities, how all of a sudden you'll see an increase in the Mexicans. And about 2-3 weeks prior to reading this article, for some reason my post lady told me that it was kind of strange because she was seeing an increase in Mexicans coming into the area, and we just don't have it here. We have farmland and everything, but again, this is a university town, and you really didn't see any too many foreigners, except through the college. You didn't see any farm migrant workers and so forth. So kind of scary when you think about it, and it just makes you want to prepare even more.
Well, I wish everybody out across America was making preparation to look after themselves and their families for the difficult times that lie ahead, but I fear that most people are not. They have the Pollyanna attitude that maybe if we don't prepare, then nothing bad will happen. And, of course, I would think exactly the opposite. If you do prepare, nothing will happen. Like Y2K, people prepared for Y2K and it didn't occur. So I think you should prepare now, and maybe the unthinkable won't happen. But I have a very uneasy feeling. And, of course, the problem is, Melody, we're dealing with people, the leadership of Iran, who are not rational people. We're dealing with President Ahmadinejad and President Khatami over there, Ayatollah Khatami. And these people really want a confrontation with the West, which nobody in their right mind would want. But the trouble is, these people are not in their right mind. They honestly believe that the only way they're going to bring back the Mahdi, who is the venerated messiah of the Muslim faith, is going to precipitate a great war with the West and perhaps even a nuclear confrontation. And as incredible as it may seem, they're looking forward to this because they have no fear of death. That's the only way they can be sure of getting into paradise with all those virgins up there. And so they're really looking forward to it. And they, unlike most Americans who really want, are willing to die for their country, if they have to, why the Muslim wants to die for his country, he wants to perish. Incredible but true. We're dealing with people with a different mindset, and so you can't bargain with them as you would with rational people, as you might say with the Russians when both sides had nuclear weapons, and we had something called mutual assured destruction. And now it would appear that they really don't care whether they're destroyed or not, incredible as it may seem. So I think we're in some very, very difficult times. And, of course, there are certain people within the Muslim faith who believe the Mahdi is going to return on the 24th of August of this year. Let's hope and pray they're wrong, as so many of the Christian prophets have been, who given us all sorts of dates. But it doesn't matter what you and I think. It's what they think that's important. If they believe it, would they try to precipitate a confrontation, a war before then, or would we try to use their belief to justify a war? Well, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty with Melody Cedarstrom, and welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, I guess, this evening. Of course, it's Melody Cedarstrom. We're talking about what's going on economically in the country. And what do you hear about the hedge funds? We're not hearing too much about them right now, but certainly they have the potential to really, of course, just bring the whole financial structure down, don't they?
Yes, they do. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, that's all that the stock market is. I mean, The stock market isn't based on what it's supposed to be, on corporations and their production and banking and so forth. It's based on gambling, and that's all that the stock market is gambling. And it's all done by hedge funds, and the amount of funds through the derivatives, the numbers are just incredible. And the derivatives, there's numbers of $500 trillion plus? Because no one really knows.
100 trillion here, 100 trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about money. The thing is that apparently about half the money going into the stock market today is coming from the hedge funds.
Yeah.
Could you explain to our listeners what the hedge funds are and why they are so potentially dangerous?
Well, the hedge funds today, they basically do control the world, and that is the stock market. And they're basically nothing but gambling. It is gambling.
Well, basically what the hedge funds do is they have large sums of money, and they use those large sums of money to borrow other money, and they leverage it. So let's imagine that you've got $100 million, and you put that $100 million up, and you borrow $1 billion somehow or other. You get somebody foolish enough to lend it to you, and then you take that $1 billion and you invest it in this market or that market, or maybe you've got this $1 billion based upon the $100 million, and you go out and you borrow another $4 or $5 billion as long-term capital. That's how they got into so much trouble. And they leveraged. They kept leveraging and leveraging, and then they made some bad investments. And when you have all that, everything leveraged, and you're certainly investing, it's like when you invest in the stock market on margin. And when things are going with you, you can make money hand over fist. But if it turns against you, you could lose money hand over fist, and you could lose $5 billion simply overnight. And there's no way to recoup it because the money's gone. And my fear is this is exactly what's going to happen with the hedge funds, and I think anybody who's knowledgeable understands that can happen. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cedars. So, Melody, I'd like you to get your telephone number and, of course, your web page out, and then tell people why they might want to get in touch with you.
The telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And they can visit the website, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And you need to spell out the AND for discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And if you have any email questions, you can direct them to discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. And when you call us here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, we put together, if you're a new purchaser into gold and silver, we'll put together portfolios for you. We'll put together a plan for you. And our idea is putting together a plan for you that matches your investment objectives, not mine. My job is to teach you what the different coins are, how they perform, the best way to balance your portfolio, perhaps the best way to diversify your portfolio based on your budget and your long-term goals. So we do things a little bit different here. We don't sell a one-coin-fits-all, because I believe all coins are good. I believe all the gold and silver coins are good. What makes them bad is because they're misrepresented in so many ways, and people don't understand. And so, therefore, you can get a negative perception of what a coin could do. But if you buy it for the right reasons, it'll do very good for you. So I believe in all coins. There's a few that I stay away from, because maybe they don't make sense. But again, it's back to your investment objective, and that's what my job is to do.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What about collectibles? Something like a $50 or half ounce, a Liberty, maybe a OMS, a 64, 65. You know, what does this actually cost over and above, the value of the gold? And what's the upside potential on some of these collectibles?
Well, they can be significant. And again, it's the suitability of a coin to the collector that makes the coin very good. The Mint State 64 $10 Liberties can be a very good coin. I wouldn't recommend it for someone that's just getting into the market. I believe in building foundations first. Some of these coins have sold over $6,000, and they have credible upside potential. I mean, you can buy them today for a little over $1,700. They've did a pullback from a year ago when we hit 720 in the close, and they pulled back, and they respond very nicely. They're not going to track the spot price of gold on a day-to-day basis. You have a little more volatility in there, so that is why it's important to be diversified into the different types of coins. You can go into, and so many people, because there have been, you know, in the 90s when the market was, I mean, shortwave was just getting started. I mean, shortwave's been around for a very long time. But the, I guess you'd want to call it the Patriot Movement, the purchase of gold among these listeners was really taking off. A lot of dealers took advantage. A lot of dealers sold common year dated coins as though they were rare coins. They sold rare coins to people that didn't deserve to own them, but that wasn't what their investment objective was. So now today, people have a tendency to group these two sets of coins together. Well, we split them out as an investment grade, and then you go into the rare coin grade. I have very few clients that are true collectors, and they do purchase coins because they want the coin. They don't care if the price goes up. They don't care if it goes down. They want the coin. And so that is a true collector. The investment grade numismatics will be will have the advantage and the large increases based on supply and demand, because you have, anytime you have the law of supply and demand, you can see significant increases in the price.
All right, five. One of the things that you need to talk to people who know a lot smarter on coins and coins than I personally am. But I do believe that gold has certainly been knocked down. And yet, of course, it still maintains its intrinsic value. And I suspect that the people of great wealth are accumulating gold. And there was a fascinating article recently in Foreign Affairs Magazine. Of course, Foreign Affairs Magazine is a theoretical journal of the people who run the world, the Council on Foreign Relations. And there they were talking about the fact that they were going to have to really have a global currency. We're going to have a global economy. We should have a global currency and do away with the greenback and do away with the pound, and then we could just have this one global currency. But one of the things that they mentioned there, and I'll have to admit I didn't read the article as carefully as I should, but they were talking about at least some relationship between gold and this new currency. In other words, there have to be something behind a currency to give it intrinsic value. And it could even be a privately issued currency, but backed by gold. Well, that is an amazing suggestion, especially coming from the people who really run the world and run the central banks and control the wealth of the world. So obviously they know that the current currencies are going to fail, and out of that, of course, probably after maybe even in Zimbabwe-like inflation, where everybody's wiped out, then they're going to have to start in all over again, and people will want something of intrinsic value behind their currency. Have you heard anything at all about this, Melody?
Yes, there was I can't remember his name, from the CFR that was talking about a new currency, and I've always believed that if you, we're globalized whether we like it or not, and we have the U.S. dollared as the currency reserve, and with the collapse of that, it's going to have to be replaced. And I believe these countries will, because they're all fiat currencies, they're all going to have the problem that they will unite and they will born a new trading unit. And I do believe that trading unit will be gold. And so, therefore, you're not going to have these problems. It's going to be accepted by all nations, by all countries, and it'll eliminate or it'll replace what the U.S. dollar will be, because it will be replaced. I mean, you talked about Iran, and if they wanted to do any, they have started selling their oil in different currencies. So, it takes time for this to happen. So, yes, I do. I mean, when people lose faith in a currency, they want something that will have some real value behind it. They want something that's real.
And I think, of course, the important thing is that the people in the know, I mean, the people who make the world run, understand what's going to happen to our currencies. It's just that they do not want the American people or the people of the world to understand it until it's too late. The George Soros's, the Bill Gates, the Warren Buffett's, the people of great wealth are positioning themselves to survive. And, of course, most of what you see on television, most of what you read in the newspaper is there for one purpose, and that is to confuse you. The reason that they're not publishing the M3 figures, which, of course, gives you some gauges as to the actual inflation, not, of course, the phony figures that are put out by the controlled media, but the real figures, and M3 lets you know what they're really doing. And the reason they don't publish it anymore is they don't want you to know the truth. Well, of course, you can get that here at Radio Liberty and through our good friend, Sydney and Bob Chapman, who has put that together. And we're talking 11, 12%, somewhere in there by the time you get money. And then you figure that when they create credit, that's just about as good as creating money. That's the true rate of inflation. And believe me, it's been going on for the last 3 or 4 years. And that's why, of course, the dollar has fallen from about a 130 or 120 something. Well, how high did it get recalled?
I think it was 120.
120 something around.
It was 120. Yeah, I should know, but off the top of my head.
Just about to 82. So it's lost about a third of its value, simply reflecting the massive inflation. But they cannot let the American people understand. Inflation has nothing to do with rising prices.
No.
Rising prices is byproduct of inflation. Inflation is the money supply and the expansion of the money supply. And that's why they don't want you to see the M3. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our plea to you out in the listening audience is diversify, 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 but begin to prepare to protect yourself, because it's far later than you think, and we could be in some very real problems. And whether it's going to happen in a week, a month, 6 months, I don't know. But I believe it's coming in much sooner than we anticipate. And of course, of this story that we're hearing about, the return of the Mahdi and the Iranian belief in that, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. If they believe it, of course, it could precipitate a crisis so that they could bring the Mahdi back right on schedule. So, basically, what would you tell your customers, Melody?
They have to understand that, the stock market it's just not real. And yet, I know many listeners, many of my clients, they have their 401s. They feel they don't have access to their funds. And I ask many, well, did you check? Did you investigate how much access or if you have any access to your funds? I mean, people need to take control. And what I don't understand is, Wall Street funds the demise of this country. I mean, plain and simple. And I don't understand. And I also tell my customers, if there was a good investment there, I'd be the first one to go there. But until someone can bring me an investment and I can't poke holes through it, gold is the safest thing to have. I believe most people want to be safe. They want to protect what they have. But yet on the other hand, most of us would like something that will, you know, bring us a little more on our return. But gold will do that. You just have to be patient. Gold's going to do very well. And by owning gold, you're going to lose less. You probably won't lose any at all, and you'll probably gain a lot. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do believe gold's the only thing out there. The stock market is just based on nothing. It's just based on fake digits, imaginary digits. And, you know, they create these digits, and they use these digits to fund what they need to in order to bring down this country.
Well, basically, you know, as we begin to analyze so much of what's going on today, and we try to make some sense out of it, and what's the relationship between the price and the earnings of most of the stocks? It used to be, you know, that it would be about 10 to 1. Do you have any idea what the price-earnings ratio today is on the Dow or the S&P?
No, I couldn't tell you that right now. I know that there's a large spread, I believe.
I believe it's probably 20 to 20, 25 to 1, but I don't know. Maybe somebody out there in the audience has those figures. But the traditional was a price-earnings ratio of 8 to 10 to 1. That meant that, you know, there was some relationship between what the price was, what the stock was actually earning, and what it was going to cost to buy it on the market. And so some of our corporations are really doing fairly well because, of course, they're producing overseas. But the problem with that is, of course, as the economy begins to wind down, certainly they're not the money that has been available in the past from borrowing on houses. Certainly the large sums of money are not being made on IPOs. These are new businesses out there. The people are not making as much money on the stocks as they have, or on the stock options. I think we're going to begin to see gradually a contraction of the monetary supply, and with that will be a slowing of the economy. And with the slowing of the economy, of course, will be the contraction of sales. And certainly we hear that Walmart, for the first time, is beginning to lose sales. Now, not that much, but certainly they ordinarily are always expanding sales, and suddenly Walmart is announcing that they're not expanding sales as much. A lot of these large discount salespeople, you know, they've been doing great as long as everybody had plenty of money to buy. But once the people do not have the money to buy, once they begin to slow down on their purchases, then, of course, these companies begin to have real problems. Here where I live, we have a local men's clothing store named Dick Broad, I think, at 12 stores. They've been around for, 50 years. They're suddenly closing all 12 stores. They've got $11 million in debt. There's no way they could make it up. They can't compete with the cheap clothes that are coming in from the Orient. Very good quality, I might mention. Discussed some shirts the other day that were made in the Dominican Republic. Excellent quality, you know, of material, excellent tailoring, inexpensive shirts. There's no way you can produce things in the United States competitive with things coming in from other countries, and I think you're going to see increasing numbers of stores getting into ever-increasing problems here in the United States. And as that happens, more and more people out of jobs, more and more buildings standing empty, fewer and fewer people being able to purchase things, you know, the levels of wages beginning to fall, benefits beginning to fall. You know, and as we transfer America's wealth to other countries, and that's really what's going on, is transfer of wealth aimed at impoverishing our people. I think within a few months, we're really going to begin to feel the pinch. What are your thoughts? Do you think it'll happen in a few months, or do you think it'll take a few years before this really begins to hit home, Melody?
Well, it's already been happening for a few years, so, you know, I believe it's going to get progressively worse quicker. And, you know, I was talking to someone in West Virginia where a little small manufacturing plant's closing up, and it devastates the whole town.
Sure. And here where we are, of course, over in Watsonville, a lot of the frozen food companies, packaging companies, are closing down, as any our food production, which has really been some of the most successful in the entire country, is coming under tremendous pressure from the Orient. Gilroy, just over the hill, the garlic capital of the world is no longer the garlic capital of the world. It's somewhere there in Henan province, you know, in China, the garlic capital of the world. Everything is changing, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got to start changing your perspective. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Well, Melody, we've got three minutes to wrap up the program.
On a positive note, perhaps the news about the poor quality of food coming in from these foreign countries, you know, going from the dog and cat food to the people food. And also I saw a report on Lou Dobbs tonight on the catfish, where China supplies 70% of the world's catfish, and how polluted their waters are, and they overfeed them with antibiotics, creating all kinds of diseases and so forth. Maybe that'll be something to wake the people up, if it's not too late, to see that, yes, we receive cheap stuff, we receive cheap items and so forth, but the quality and the controls are not there, and it doesn't help us at all. So it's an unfortunate that it has to come out that way, that it infiltrates our food supplies and hurts many people, but maybe that will begin to help wake people up. For all your gold and silver, all you have to do is give me a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. Make sure you spell out A&D, DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. And if you'd like to email me, direct all the emails to DiscountGoldAndSilver@yahoo.com. DiscountGoldAndSilver@yahoo.com. Gold is still super cheap. Stocks are expensive. And our dollar is going to continue to be lowered. And I believe what they've done to the dollar to strengthen it, we might see a little more strengthening in the next couple of weeks, but that could also be to set their little stage for perhaps a rate increase in June. So they want to hit it now. So if they do a rate increase, it won't go up to 1,000. It might only go to 700 or 750. So we'll just have to wait and see. But it's easy to hit the markets at this time of the month because the option expiration's coming up. So everybody is trading out their shorts and covering their shorts. So it's easier for them to impact the price of gold. So plus we could have China in there hitting it. So perhaps they'll be coming in and buying. We don't know from day to day. You can always cost average. If you're not sure, you can always come into the market. If you have a certain amount that you want to spend, you can purchase half and, you know, wait to see if gold goes down a little more. So you can always do some sort of cost averaging.
Well, one more time, would you like to get your telephone number and your website out first, Melody?
1-800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net.
God bless you. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you again a little later this month.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay, fine. That was Melody Cederstrom. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with her. And, of course, this is the time when we, of course, want to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We depend upon those of you in the listening audience to certainly help us as we reach out across America. 5 hours every day, and then on a weekend program as well. If you really want to understand what's going on, remember, I'm not a financial consultant, but I've been watching this for a long time, and believe me, it's the crookedest game in town. And of course, the crooks are the ones who control the monetary supply. You need to get a little pamphlet we've written called The History of Money. the history of money. And then, of course, we have our talk on the financial tsunami, available either in video or DVD. And then, of course, we have our syllabus that goes with that, which we think is important. And then we carry the books, The Creature from Jekyll Island, the book The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, and the book Fiat Money Inflation in France. All of these are important to understand what is really going on and understanding what fiat money is. And fiat money is money that is simply has no gold or silver backing. And as Voltaire said, you know, the truth about paper money is it always goes back to its intrinsic value, which is nothing. And then, of course, what certainly Daniel Webster had said, that certainly the concept of paper money was the greatest means, of course, of cheating the laboring class. And this is really what it is, because sooner or later it always collapses, and the people of great wealth have already gotten out. So make your plans accordingly. Understand, if you've not read my syllabus or heard my talk on the financial tsunami, you need to get it. You need to study it as I have, and then you begin to make your preparations. And remember the three rules of investing. Diversify, diversify, diversify. And then all you can do is sit back. We're not going to change what lies ahead. Our job is to let people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Well, of course, we do hope many of you want to get my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We have a great new four-tape set entitled The Secret Behind the Secret, and it goes into Rhonda Byrne's concept that is being pushed across America to introduce people to the law of attraction. And they tell you that just as there is the law of gravity, which causes you to fall, so there is a law of attraction which attracts to you the things that you think about. And if you think about good things, you're going to get them. And you generate a frequency, of course, which reaches out across the universe and draws things to you. Of course, what they don't tell you is you're really bringing yourself into contact with demonic beings who are out there just waiting to be invited in. And you are in the process of inviting them in by concentrating on getting rich, or getting prosperous, or fortune and fame, or wealth and riches, or all of the things that the devil and his minions can offer you. The Secret Behind the Secret is a great four-tape set. Certainly the hidden, four-tape set by Constance Cumby, and then, of course, the DVD and or video by Constance Cumby, entitled The Emergence, going into the background of the coming of the world leader. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We've got more great things. We've got a great new video with Chris Pinto, not available on DVD, but it will be soon. It's called The Atlantis Connection. And, of course, Chris had put out those wonderful DVDs on the secret mysteries, on the riddles in stone. This, of course, a talk he gave at our last convention. Understand the spiritual nature of the battle. Pray for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.